Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Waters, top five best hires of the college basketball cycle so far. Obviously, there's still more to be made, and these are the big ones. The big jobs outside of Oklahoma State have now mostly been filled, especially with Louisville getting filled today. Number five, Kyle Smith at Stanford. Washington State was a fun team to watch, and they scrapped in the NCAA tournament this year. Stanford, in football and basketball, has just not been on the scene in the last few years, and this is an athletic department that prides itself on being good at everything, but the two big ones that just kind of faded into the background lately. And as they move into the ACC, they're going to need, I feel like I'm drinking whiskey.
I was about to hit you in the back. Yeah.
Yeah. But as they move into the ACC, a basketball league that clearly means business, you got to have a new coach. You got to have somebody that can win and recruit the West Coast and kind of dominate there. And I think that Kyle Smith is that dude. And again, for Wazoo, it sucks, but this is going to keep happening because of the future.
By the way, one of the most emotional parts of his press conference today was talking about one of the schools within Stanford was autistic-driven, and he has, a son or a daughter that's autistic. And
he's got a son.
How much that – he got very emotional knowing that that is something they could look forward to when they move down to be a part of the Cardinals.
Yeah, he's got a teenage son named Bo who has autism, and he cited Stanford's incredible academic work and their work in that field and their services as being a big pull for or enticement to head to Stanford. So I thought that that was unique and not something that any of us consider. Oh, yeah, these coaches have personal lives, guys. Did you know that? Yeah. Do they have, like, actual personal things that maybe – make them want to change jobs besides just the money? I'm sure the money was good too, but yeah, that seems like another feather in Stanford's cap. I think we forget just how great that university truly is, like, because we get so lost in the wins and losses sometimes. But, you know, he also did say, though, whatever, I wasn't going to leave where I am. except for this one job here. This is the one that, like, you know, it's like, okay. But the anecdote about the autism services that they have was a cool one. And yeah, I think he's got a great opportunity there. And it was also cited in one of the articles I read that Wazoo's uncertainty in conference realignment is something that played into his decision as well. Like, Stanford's got a spot. It's a new spot, but it's a spot, and you couldn't guarantee that with Wazoo.
And look, even if the ACC falls apart, Stanford clearly was big enough to get in that league, so they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, Stanford's got – they could have honestly gone independent and been fine. They really could have. Like, they have enough money to do that for a little while until they found their spot, but they obviously didn't have to. Number four. Mark Byington at Vandy. Vandy fans, get ready. It's about to get fun on your basketball court. If you watch James Madison play this year, especially if you watch their games in the tournament, they go, man. They run up and down the court. They play fast. They play hard. I loved watching their style of basketball. This is going to be fun for Vandy, and it sucks that Jerry Stackhouse didn't work out there. It sucks that Bryce Drew didn't work out there before him, but I do think if you're going to get somebody who's going to have a super fun style, bringing it in there that can shoot some energy into the program, Mark Byington, a fantastic choice. Man, James Madison was so fun to watch this year. Very curious to see how his style works in the SEC, and I hope he doesn't, you know, pull a Shaka and go, oh, I don't have to do this in the SEC. Yes, you do. You're at Vandy. I think he'll do that, but they were fun, man.
James Madison's probably one of the schools that's been directly affected the most, you would think, here in the last couple of years by just all of the changes. But, yeah, seems to be a great hire on paper. You know, Vandy's just kind of – I know in baseball it's different, but – like, I don't know the last time I thought about Vanderbilt basketball was. Like, I was just like, oh, I realize they still have a program. They're just so in the weeds. But, you know, is that one of those schools that you look at and you go, okay, we're never going to win the football title, but if we pull our resources right, we're obviously very good in baseball. I can't speak to all their other sports because I don't follow it closely enough. But
Vanderbilt baseball. Oh, yeah, you said,
okay, said baseball. Yeah. I don't know about track and field and stuff. But, right. But yeah, basketball is a route that I think a lot of schools who maybe – that have to be realistic of, like, that's your probably that maybe your go-to, like, that is where your big winners are. So anyways, with Vandy, I think that's their best, because they're not going to win in football. Like, they're never going to win in football, with all due respect, in that league. But yeah, he seems to be a very well-liked guy and a good coach, and so let's see what he does.
Number three, Denny Sprinkle at UW. Clearly won the press conference today by absolutely trashing Washington State and the city of Pullman, which they'll love in Seattle. But look, you saw Utah State, and look, he's done it, and he's had to move a couple times, but he's now hit the big time now going into the Big Ten next year. It'll be interesting to see what Washington does. Their whole athletic department's had to be rebuilt in the last couple of months, and really fast. You know, Kalen DeBoer, athletic director, basketball coach, now with Danny Sprinkle, and having all that flux at once, I think just watching Washington as a program next year will be interesting to see how they kind of bounce back from all this, because, you know, given how much change happened so fast, like, let's give them all a mulligan, you know, on how they figure this out, because things move so fast and furious. But Danny Sprinkle will do well there.
Yeah, he apparently, you know, made a choice very quickly after getting eliminated. And so this happened pretty quickly. I thought the most notable thing that I had come across was Utah State will now have to hire their sixth coach in the last 10 years. It just seems like a lot of hiring, 6 and 10 years. But yeah, that's part of the deal. I'm sure there's a variety of reasons for why. But yeah, it's been quite the turnover at the University of Washington, and yet they seem to be landing on their feet pretty well at every turn. You know, like, hey, we lost Kalen DeBoer. Jed Fish seems like a pretty good hire, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, it's going to be a fascinating little trek into the Big Ten, and just seeing all of the acclimation process for all these schools moving to new leagues over the next year is going to be really interesting. Just getting used to it, just in general, seeing the Big Ten logo on certain jerseys and the SEC and so forth. But a lot of changes around the coaching ranks, too.
Number two, Dusty May at Michigan. And most times he would be number one, but number one is coming here in a second. This is great for Michigan in two regards. He was, and this is,
you know, Indiana fans are already mad about it, but if Mike Woodson has a good year next year, they'll hopefully forget. But he was the, like, backup plan of, like, okay, well, Mike Woodson doesn't work out. You know, Dusty May, former Bobby Knight team manager, he's going to want to come home. He's going to want to be here with us, you know, back where he belongs. And Indiana and Louisville are kind of in the same spot. They kind of need to look at their program a little bit differently than how it used to be. Michigan is not too far removed from being a very elite team. I mean, shoot, 2018. Yeah, 2018, they were in the championship game. So they're not far off from that. Juwan Howard just didn't work out. Sometimes, you know, the guys who are the alma mater, that's their alma mater, it works out. You know, it worked out for Roy Williams at UNC. It looks like it's going well for Hubert Davis at UNC. It didn't work out for one of the Fab Five at Michigan for various reasons. Dusty May comes in there, you know, riding a heater from last year and this year, and rolls into Michigan, a Midwest guy and ready to go. And the double bonus of hurting a rival in the Big Ten in Indiana.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is not Scott Drew or Dusty May at Louisville. That was a little bit of a shocker. Yeah. Not so much Drew, but then May getting swooped up by Michigan. That had to be a punch in the gut for a lot of Cardinals fans. But, yeah, seems like a great hire for the Wolverines. Obviously, very successful program over the years. And got a lot of ammunition in your arsenal there in Ann Arbor. So, yeah, seems like a great hire and one of the bigger names we heard this cycle.
And number one, Darian DeVries at West Virginia, and he's number one over Dusty May because Dusty May does not bring an NBA-talented spawn with him like Darian DeVries does. He's bringing a you know, who'll be the – I mean, he may not be the best player on the team, but he'll be one of the best players of the team. And if he's not, that means that they got in the portal and got somebody even better. But to have your son to build the team around at West Virginia, unless he transfers somewhere else, but he's in the portal, this makes it number one. They're going to love his style there at West Virginia. It's going to be a nice you know, change for them after, you know, there's a lot of pain, you know, when Bob Huggins, who, you know, they really liked at WVU, leaves. But yeah, I love this hire, and it's going to come hitting the ground running.
Yeah, excited for West Virginia to have their guy, and I know it's been a long wait over the last few months with the whole Huggins situation and want to know what the future was going to look like. But all indicators point to this being a really good hire, and excited to see, you know, what they look like with under new management, I guess you could say, because it's been a long time coming. These past few months, it seems longer than a few months. Seems like it's been like a couple of years for them kind of waiting for what the future is going to look like. It hasn't, but it's felt that way at times. So I can only imagine from a WVU fan perspective, the drawing out of it, how that's been. So you got your guy. People seem excited about it. Time to get to work and see what he can do for a very proud program there in the Mountaineers. By the way, when's Oklahoma State going to hire their basketball coach?
You'd hope soon.
They're kind of twisted in the wind right now, aren't they? That's been a long time.
I haven't followed it super closely. I just expected one day I was going to wake up.
Four or five hirings this week, yeah.
I'm just wondering where that is at this point because it's been you know, a process, clearly, that they still haven't found a guy when everybody else is seemingly filling their job. So maybe there's just some, you know, thing behind the scenes we're not aware of on the boards. I don't know, but just curious now because that's obviously a big job still open.
Paul, you need to figure that out. The top five Oklahoma State candidates. No,
I did that already.
Oklahoma State?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did, after the Boynton news.
Like,
yeah,
weeks ago now.
Garrett, thank you very much for wearing the White Sox hat today. Yes, one of the great, I love the script on that hat, Jack McKenzie, Emery Winter, is dialing up 365 Sports that will have John Gallagher, John Walters, Kalani Sitake, BYU football coach who joined us, and also Mark Ziegler on San Diego State, UConn, which is coming up in the Sweet 16. For Craig Smoke and Paul Catalina, thanks to every one of you. We'll be early live tomorrow. Well, we'll be live 3 to 6, but early and live inside the Ford Center in Frisco for the Big 12 Pro Days. I'm David Smoke. Thank you for your time, and good night.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.